Part 2. Blue Heaven. Divar Toy. Chapter 1. The Divar Titi. 1. The four reunited travelers, five counting Oi of Midworld, stood at the foot of Mia's bed, looking at what remained of Susanna's twim, which was to say her twin. Without the deflated clothes to give the corpse some definition, probably none of them could have said for certain what it had once been. Even the snarl of hair above the split gourd of Mia's head looked like nothing human. It could have been an exceptionally large dust bunny. Roland looked down at the disappearing features, wondering that so little remained of the woman whose obsession, the chap, had come so near to wrecking their enterprise for good. And without them, who would remain to stand against the Crimson King and his infernally clever Chancellor? John Cullum, Aaron Deepno, and Moses Carver, three old men, one of them with black mouth disease, which Eddie called Can't, Sir. So much you did, he thought, gazing raptly at the dusty, dissolving face. So much you did, and so much more you would have done, aye, and all without a check or qualm. And so will the world end, I think. A victim of love rather than hate. For love's ever been the more destructive weapon, sure. He leaned forward, smelling what could have been old flowers or ancient spices, and exhaled. The thing that looked vaguely like a head, even now, blew away like milkweed fluff, or a dandy old ball. She meant no harm to the universe, Susanna said, her voice not quite steady. She only wanted any woman's privilege, to have a baby, someone to love and raise. Aye, Roland agreed. You say true, which is what makes her end so black.